Real estate contract review. Types and elements of contracts. An introduction to contracts. Buying a house is not just a monetary investment, but also an investment of time and emotion. Buyers create lists of the characteristics and amenities they desire in a home and neighborhood. They spend time touring open houses and arranging for walkthroughs with agents. They research crime statistics and school performance, all in search of the ideal place to put down roots, raise children, or live out retirement. People often put more time and effort into finding the right home than finding the right romantic partner. Owning a home is the American dream, and real estate agents play a key role in helping people achieve that dream. As such, completing a real estate contract is an essential part of a license holder's job. With so much riding on the contract, the buyer's time, money, and dreams, agents must understand how to fill it out correctly to protect their clients' interests. Types of contracts. Simply put, a contract is an agreement between two or more parties to do something or not to do something. Some contracts require that only one party perform, while others require that both parties perform. These contracts are unilateral and bilateral, respectively. A written or stated contract between two or more parties is an express contract, while an implied contract is one by actions or evidence. Elements of a valid contract. For a contract to be valid, it must include the following elements. 1. Competent parties. These must be sane, sober, consenting adults at the time they sign the contract. 2. Offer and acceptance. This must happen without qualification. There must be mutual agreement or mutual consent. 3. Legal purpose. This is also called the legality of an object. 4. In writing. Consider the statute of frauds when it comes to real estate contracts. 5. Consideration. This is a payment or a promise in exchange for what is being offered, such as something of value. Important descriptors regarding contracts. Bullet. A contract is void if it is missing one of elements. 1, 2, 3, or 5. Bullet. A contract is voidable if it seems to have all of the elements, but cannot stand up under scrutiny. Example, a contract with a minor under 18. If the parties have signed the contract, but have not yet met or carried out all of the terms, it is called an executory contract. Bullet A contract is executed or fully executed when the parties have met and carried out all terms and conditions. This is also considered performed or discharged. What is a real estate contract? Breaching a contract. Real estate contracts include purchase and sale agreements between buyers and sellers and lease agreements between tenants and landlords. In a purchase and sale agreement, a buyer offers to purchase a seller's property based on the provisions in the contract. If the seller accepts the buyer's offer, the sale will proceed according to the terms of the contract. This is an example of a bilateral contract. By signing the document, both parties obligate themselves to perform certain actions within a specified time frame as dictated by the contract. A party's failure to perform these obligations on time results in a breach of contract. A real estate contract has significant legal implications for the parties involved because it is legally binding. Some states do not allow license holders to complete real estate contract forms and addenda because of these implications. Under these circumstances, an attorney must draw up all forms signed by the parties. Additionally, some states require that each party to a contract have legal representation. Other states, including Texas, allow license holders to fill in the blanks on standardized contract forms and addenda for real estate transactions. In the past, license holders prepared contracts using non-standardized forms, which presented a host of problems for all involved, because these forms did not cover the myriad issues that could arise in a typical transaction. Agents were adding complicated provisions to contracts that they were not authorized to write. Since most real estate agents are not attorneys, this practice created more problems than it solved. Issues with adding unnecessary provisions. Two significant issues arise when agents add provisions to contracts that go beyond factual business details. 1. The license holder is engaging in the unauthorized practice of law. 2. The license holder is not qualified to craft such provisions, the result being that there is often considerable dispute over their meaning, often resulting in litigation. The Texas Real Estate Commission, TREC, directly addressed these issues by establishing the Broker Lawyer Committee that writes the residential contract forms. TREC publishes or promulgates those forms that, with few exceptions, are mandatory for license holders. The Broker Lawyer Committee consists of 13 members, 6 brokers, 6 lawyers, and 1 public member. TREC appoints the 6 brokers, while the president of the State Bar Association appoints the lawyer members. The governor appoints a single public member to the committee. The committee's makeup is such that it legally addresses the real estate industry's needs and wants while keeping in mind the effect of the contracts on the public. What are promulgated forms and addenda? In addition to contracts, the Broker Lawyer Committee creates addenda and other forms, including disclosures for real estate transactions. TREC approves the forms and publishes them for license holder use. All Broker Lawyer Committee created contracts and forms are available to the public on TREC's website. TREC publishes all proposed forms or changes to existing forms on its website for public comment. Brokers, agents, and state and local real estate associations can comment on the proposed forms or changes, and TREC will vote on them. The typed language of the TREC 1 to 4 family residential contract is referred to as boilerplate language, meaning that it is standard contract language. Anything typed or handwritten into the blanks supersedes the standard language. For example, critical dates written into the contract supersede the contract's default timeframes. For this reason, agents must be careful when entering information into the blank fields of the form. The importance of promulgated forms. Who must use TREC promulgated forms? TREC rules are specific regarding the use of their promulgated forms. TREC rules. Chapter 5. 37. Professional Agreements and Standard Contracts. Section 5. 37.11. Use of Standard Contract Forms. A. When negotiating contracts binding the sale, exchange, option, lease, or rental of any interest in real property, a real estate license holder shall use only those contract forms approved for mandatory use by the Texas Real Estate Commission, the Commission, for that type of transaction with the following exceptions. 1. Transactions in which the license holder is functioning solely as a principal, not as an agent. 2. Transactions in which an agency of the United States government requires a different form to be used. 3. Transactions for which a contract form or addendum to a contract form has been prepared by a property owner or prepared by a lawyer and required by a property owner. Or 4. Transactions for which no mandatory contract form or addendum has been approved by the commission and the license holder uses a form A. prepared by a lawyer licensed by this state or a trade association in consultation with one or more lawyers, licensed by this state for the particular type of transactions involved that contains A. the name of the lawyer or trade association who prepared the form, B. the name of the broker or trade association for whom the form was prepared, C. the type of transaction for which the lawyer or trade association has approved the use of the form, D. any restrictions on the use of the form, and E. if it is an addendum that changes the rights, obligations, or remedies of a party under a contract or addendum form approved by the Commission for Mandatory Use, the form must also include 1. A statement about how the addendum changes the rights, obligations, or remedies of a party with a reference to the relevant paragraph number in the mandatory use form. 2. A statement that the form is not a mandatory Texas Real Estate Commission form. And 3. A statement that commission rules prohibit real estate license holders from giving legal advice. Or B. prepared by the Texas Real Estate Broker Lawyer Committee, the committee, and approved by the commission for voluntary use by license holders. B. A license holder may not. 1. Practice law. 2. Directly or indirectly offer, give, or attempt to give legal advice. 3. Give advice or opinions as to the legal effect of any contracts or other such instruments which may affect the title to real estate. 4. Give opinions concerning the status or validity of title to real estate. 5. Draft language defining or affecting the rights, obligations, or remedies of the principles of a real estate transaction, including escalation, appraisal, or other contingency clauses. 6. Add factual statements or business details to a form approved by the Commission if the Commission has approved a form or addendum for mandatory use for that purpose. 7. Attempt to prevent or, in any manner whatsoever, discourage any principal to a real estate transaction from employing a lawyer. Or 8. Employ or pay for the services of a lawyer, directly or indirectly, to represent a principal to a real estate transaction in which the license holder is acting as an agent. See, this section does not limit a license holder's fiduciary obligation to disclose to the license holder's principals all pertinent facts that are within the knowledge of the license holder, including such facts which might affect the status of or title to real estate. D. It is not the practice of law for a license holder to fill in the blanks in a contract form authorized for use by this section. A license holder shall only add factual statements and business details, or shall strike text as directed in writing by the principals. E. This section does not prevent the license holder from explaining to the principals the meaning of the alternative choices, factual statements, and business details contained in an instrument so long as the license holder does not offer or give legal advice. F. When a transaction involves unusual matters that should be reviewed by a lawyer before an instrument is executed, or if the instrument must be acknowledged and filed a record, the license holder shall advise the principals that each should consult a lawyer of the principal's choice before executing the instrument. G. A license holder may employ and pay for the services of a lawyer to represent only the license holder in a real estate transaction. H. A license holder shall advise the principals that the instrument they are about to execute is binding on them. 1. Forms approved by the Commission may be reproduced only from the following sources. 1. Electronically reproduced from the files available on the Commission's website. 2. Printed copies made from copies obtained from the Commission. 3. Legible photocopies made from such copies. Or 4. Computer-driven printers following these guidelines. A. The computer file or program containing the form text must not allow the end user direct access to the text of the form, and may only permit the user to insert language in blanks in the forms. Blanks may be scalable to accommodate the inserted language. The Commission may approve the use of a computer file or program that permits a principal of a license holder to strike through language of the form text. The program must be 1. Limited to use only by a principal of a transaction, and 2. In a format and authenticated in manner acceptable to the Commission. B. The text and order of the text must be identical to that used by the Commission in printed copies of the particular form. C. The name and address of the person or firm responsible for developing the software program must be legibly printed below the border at the bottom of each page in no less than 6-point type and in no larger than 10-point type. J. Forms approved or promulgated by the Commission must be reproduced on the same size of paper used by the Commission with the following changes or additions only. 1. The business name or logo of a broker, organization or printer may appear at the top of a form outside the border. 2. The broker's name may be inserted in any blank provided for that purpose. K. Standard contract forms adopted by the Commission are published by and available from the Commission at PO Box 12188, Austin, Texas, or TREC's website. The rules clearly state that Texas real estate license holders must use the TREC promulgated forms adopted by the Commission. And why wouldn't they? The Broker Lawyer Committee expressly created the forms to prevent license holders from engaging in the unauthorized practice of law, a violation of the Texas Real Estate License Act that carries hefty penalties, including the suspension or revocation of a real estate license. A license holder must not prepare any document that conveys or affects any interest in real property. These documents include deeds, wills, deeds of trust, option agreements, and lease purchase agreements. License holders may not advise regarding the sufficiency of title, including deeds, title reports, title commitments, and surveys. Since TREC makes its promulgated contracts and forms available to the public, property owners selling their properties may use them. Texas Occupation Code. Section 1101.654, Suspension or Revocation of License or Certificate for Unauthorized Practice of Law. A. The Commission shall suspend or revoke the license or certificate of registration of a license or certificate holder who is not a licensed attorney in this state and who, for consideration, a reward or a pecuniary benefit, present or anticipated, direct or indirect, or in connection with the person's employment, agency or fiduciary relationship as a license or certificate holder. 1. Drafts an instrument, other than a form, described by Section 1101.155, that transfers or otherwise affects an interest in real property, or 2. Advises a person regarding the validity or legal sufficiency of an instrument or the validity of title to real property. B. Notwithstanding any other law, a license or certificate holder who completes a contract form for the sale, exchange, option, or lease of an interest in real property incidental to acting as a broker is not engaged in the unauthorized or illegal practice of law in this state if the form was 1. Adopted by the Commission for the type of transaction for which the form is used. 2. Prepared by an attorney, licensed in this state and approved by the attorney for the type of transaction for which the form is used. Or 3. Prepared by the property owner or by an attorney and required by the property owner. If license holders use the TREC promulgated forms correctly, they will avoid the unauthorized practice of law. Exceptions to TREC promulgated forms. Select each heading to learn about specific exceptions to TREC's promulgated form policy. Commercial transactions. TREELA states that real estate license holders may not draft contracts, for real property. However, attorneys licensed in Texas may do so. Commercial real estate transactions often use attorney-prepared contracts, since there are many different commercial properties, such as office buildings, industrial complexes, retail shopping centers, restaurants, theme parks, and any residential property over 5 dwelling units. Since each of these highly specialized transactions requires careful due diligence and carries a high price tag and tax implications, attorneys are often involved in drafting, reviewing, and advising clients throughout the process. For this reason, TREC does not promulgate any commercial sales contracts or leases. Texas Realtors, brokers who are members of Texas. Realtors may choose to use the trade organization's contract forms. Texas Realtors. Attorneys prepare all their contracts and forms, and TREC approves the residential contracts and forms for use in Texas. In addition to residential contracts, amendments, and addenda, Texas Realtors offers its members commercial contracts and leases prepared by Texas Realtors attorneys. Property owners. Property owners selling their properties may also use contract forms. They prepare themselves or forms prepared by an attorney. If a property owner wishes to use an attorney-prepared contract instead of a TREC or Texas Realtors contract, the agent should document the request in the transaction notes. Refer the client to his or her attorney if they have any questions regarding the contract. TREC's promulgated contracts. TREC promulgates the following contracts and addenda and makes them available for use on its website. 1-4 Family Residential Contract. Resale. TREC Contract Number 20-18. The 1-4 Family Contract. Resale. Is the most frequently used by license holders. Brokers use this contract for the purchase and sale of previously lived-in properties consisting of 1-4 units, including single-family homes, townhomes, duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes. Please note, this contract is for resale only. New Home Contract. Completed Construction. TREC Contract. Number 24-19. Builders will use the new home completed construction contract for buyers purchasing a new home that is complete and no one has ever lived in the home. New home contract. Incomplete construction TREC contract number 23-19. Builders will use the new home incomplete construction contract for buyers purchasing a new home that has not yet been completed. For example, when a buyer is purchasing a home from a builder's plans. Farm and ranch contract, TREC contract number 25-16. Brokers selling rural properties containing provisions for the sale or lease of farm items and equipment will use this contract. The farm and ranch contract often includes the sale of pens, sheds, tanks, and equipment, like tractors, trailers, and trucks, used on a working farm or ranch. These properties will often have meets and bounds, descriptions as they are rural and not on a subdivision map. Residential condominium contract, resale, TREC contract number 30-17. The Broker Lawyer Committee drafted the residential condominium contract for the resale of a condominium unit in a building. The contract contains provisions specific to the sale of condominiums. Please note that this contract is not for transactions in which the seller owns fee simple title to the land beneath the unit, such as a transaction for a townhome. Unimproved property contract. TREC contract number 9-17. The unimproved property contract is for residential land purchases that do not include fixtures or improvements like buildings. It differs from the farm and ranch contract in that the land is undeveloped and typically includes a lot and block description. Agents often use this contract when buyers are purchasing acreage in a development to build a custom home. Amendment to Contract, TREC Contract Number 39-10, brokers use the amendment to contract when they add to or change the terms of an executed contract.